Welcome to Share Talk. Today we have Justin Tooth, who is the Executive Chairman of Ferron Crescent, ticker on several stock exchanges of FCR. How are you today, Justin?
I'm very well, thank you, Stephen.
I note recent news flow in relation to fundraising. Would you like to comment on the who's and where's and why's of that one, please?
Absolutely. We are a non-revenue company, and as I've always said, we depend on the standard model for exploration companies, which is equity finance. As part of the turnaround of Ferron Crescent, we wanted to make sure that we built out our balance sheet and that we had enough cash to execute our new strategies. We fundraise on a periodic basis, but also we look at the opportunities when our share price has a strong run-up to give a good price to our investors. So far, we've raised a few times, and each time giving a slightly better deal to the company, so at higher prices. And at this time, actually the same price as the previous placement, but this time without the option attached to it. And that makes a significant difference to the company and to the shareholders. So we're delighted that we were heavily oversubscribed, and we raised over £500,000, and that will do us very well in setting out and executing on our strategies into next year.
Reference strategies going into next year. The word on everyone's lips is Moonlight in regards to Ferron Crescent, and you have yourself been quoted several times in reference to Moonlight, having hopes and expectations of news flow coming to market by the end of the year. Could I draw your attention to a extension of timetable RNS that was brought out on the early part of last year? This year. And that was to extend into next year the working plan forward, if you like, with Ovation Capital, and that contract runs out on the 12th of January.
Yes, so you're right. So I took over on the last day of the first quarter, and I said then that I hoped to have a news, significant news about developments on the Moonlight project, which has suffered a little bit over previous years with the fall in the iron ore price. We have, and I have, as you say, repeatedly said that I want to bring through a development there at the end of the year. You are also right, that's a very good spot, that our existing contract or joint venture agreement with Business Venture Investments, which is part of the Ovation Group, gives them till the 12th of January 2017 to provide various work streams, etc. And so that date is a key milestone and essentially will establish a watershed moment in the project development.
In relation to project developments, then, as per your sort of RNSs of recent times, you announced a workover program for the Terral project.
Yes.
How are things progressing?
Yeah, thank you. Terral is, you know, we've been on the ground for a good while now. We've had six geologists on the main site at Terral working flat out, and they have come through with, they've done extensive samplings and channel samplings, etc. It's over 400 samples actually thus far. And of course, in the normal course of our work, we are dispatching those off to the labs in Spain right now. And again, an absolutely standard part of the piece, as to be expected in our, from our previous announcements, we'll be processing those into the pulps, and then they'll be sent off to a lab actually in Canada. We've been carrying on with the mapping on the ground, looking at identifying and differentiating all the different lithologies and alterations and structures and mineralization types. And we've made great progress there in identifying the zones potentially favourable ones with all the factors at our disposal, including the geology, the soil anomalies, the dilation zones, etc. And of course, much as we've previously remarked, with a lot of reference and correlation to the old workings and the intersections that we have in the historic core. So I hope that the results come back soon. I hope the results come back strong. And of course, we will announce those in the appropriate way as soon as we can.
So in relation to the expected news flow in relation to Terral then, what would you say would be the timescales going forward?
Yeah, I mean, when you go on to a cold site, nobody'd worked on that site for a few years. Okay, we had historic 43101, and we've already re-expressed that and exposed that back out through a previous announcement last month to show people what it is we're looking at. And that, of course, is the old model. We're working to establish a new model. When we start to get the product back from the laboratories, then I would hope that we have I would expect us to be able to deliver swift and regular updates as we quickly coalesce and correlate all the historic data from the previous workings and work towards the drill program and then commence the drill program. And that all of that I expect to happen in 2017. So we'll be jamming hard into 2017 to bring through a new expression of the resource at Terral. And we will also, I hope, be looking at the Largo deposit. That's a very different sort of deposit, but it's very prospective. And that makes a very interesting second project for us on the zinc side.
I've got several questions from shareholders. Why have you not bought any shares in relation to the company since your appointment?
Yeah, I do have some shares that I had from my previous career. But the truth of the matter is, if you are running deals, if you are doing deals within a company which are significant to the fortunes of that company, like I was doing a deal in Spain, and for instance, you know, if you are in the business of looking at deals, then you cannot be buying shares in that company, and that is the law.
How come you've chosen to raise money now and not after sort of any subsequent sort of news flow in relation to potentially Moonlight Project or Terral, when the share price could be higher, thus having a less dilutive effect on shareholders?
We raised under 15%, so it's not a massive dilution to shareholders. And that business of our solvency and being able to fund our plan is my key priorities as chairman of the company. With regard to the news flow, I will also bring that through. But we had a very strong run-up in the share price last week, and that was our trigger to bring the raise into action.
In regards to current news flow versus the share price then, a while ago you were saying that the hope is to bring news that will bring a new sort of year high. Is that still potentially a target?
I can't control the share price, sadly, and I cannot make announcements that are made to order. All I can do is drive the work streams on the ground and bring through a cost-effective program. I believe utterly that we have got in our portfolio deposits that have value and that we have a strategy that can deliver the value from those. And I believe that we are working swiftly and productively to bring that through soon. That's, I think, as clear as I can be about that. As to year highs for the share price, I think the share price is very, very low in comparison to the comps out there for who we are and what we've got.
in relation to the new investors that are coming on board, someone said, are they going to be sticky holders?
Again, we did extend or expand the offering to bring in a couple of new shareholders, and they have said that they are long-term holders. And I believe that to be the case, but of course, neither they nor I would make any guarantees to you or anybody listening on that regard.
Is there anything further you would like to add to our listeners, Justin?
Just that this has been an absolutely fantastic year for Fairham Crescent in terms of picking a strategy, executing the strategy, getting people on the ground in Tyrrell, and I hope to bring through the developments at the Moonlight soon as I legally can.
Thank you very much for your time today, Justin.
Thank you, Stephen.
Have a good night. Thank you very much.
Bye.